When you were growing up, I'm just wondering what the neighborhood looked like. Was it all farmers or big acreages?
No, it wasn't. There were some farms. Basically, it was acreage, single acres, people thought. And next door to us, on the east side, there was a Finnish couple. I think they were Finnish. They came. They had no children. And they were going to have a mink farm there.
Oh, right next door to you.
Right next door to us on the east side. And they had mink there for a while, but then they found that they couldn't have it there because with the noise that was around the neighborhood, the mink, the parents, kill the babies. Mm-hmm. So that didn't work. So they turned this into a chicken house. Now, I'm not sure how much experience they had had with chickens or training or anything else. I have no idea. They sort of kept to themselves, and that was fine. We were friendly, but, you know, you didn't ask people questions. But this chicken farm, they had this about the same length of chicken house that we had. And I can remember one day my dad was outside and he was yelling at this man. And this man had come on our property. He had been next door. And he came to tell my dad that he'd been there and examining these chickens because they were sick. They had some chicken disease, which I think was paralysis. That's basically what they would have. And here he was on my dad's property. And my dad just went after him and told him he was an inspector. He ought to know better than to come in his, you know, clothes, same clothes that were his street clothes, go into a chicken house, examine the chickens, and then come next door to a chicken house in the same clothes and shoes. And, you know, contaminate the place. Mm-hmm. So my dad told him he wasn't going in the chicken house and he better get off that property right away. Well, he took off. You know, this for an inspector?
Yes.
To do this? And to this day, I remember that.
Would you have included further up the mountain as part of your neighborhood?
Oh, yes.
Yes, that was...
Oh, yes, that was our neighborhood.
Yes. It sounded like there are a lot of Scandinavians living there.
Well, it does, but I'm not sure whether, you know, there were that many. There were English people there, too.
Yep.
There was a Polish family up at the corner. There were quite a few English people up there. But there were a few more Scandinavians up there, too. Now, when I look up the hill there, we had First, Second, Third, Fourth, and Fifth Avenue. I don't know what happened to Third Avenue because we never sort of referred to Third.
I don't think it existed, but you're quite right. Second
is Burnwood.
That would be Burnwood. Was it ever referred to as, it was another name. Now, if I can remember. Oh, it's all right. But it is now known as Burnwood.
And I think it was at that time, too.
And Fourth was built, and...
No, First.
First?
Was Phillips.
Was Phillips,
still
right.
Is.
And then Second was Burnswood.
Burnwood.
Burnwood.
No S in
it. Right. And then Third was probably not built. Fourth Avenue was the one where the Olufsens lived.
That's right.
And Fifth went just a little ways in, didn't it?
Yes.
And then there was no Sixth, no Seventh,
no.
And then there was Eighth. Eighth was built.
Oh, I don't know that one. What was Eighth?
Eighth eventually became Centennial Way.
Oh, I didn't know anything about Eighth Avenue.
So there's... This is a little map that I'm showing Raiden, or it's an air photo. So now let's see. This would have been Let me get this other. I'm just going to pause it just for a moment.
Let's go. Will we go with okay. third first?
Yes.
Third.
So we're back, and we've just looked at a map to kind of orient ourselves. And I've asked Raiden to tell me about some of the people that lived further up the mountain, off now up Curtis. Actually, let me ask you what Curtis Road looked like when you were, that
Curtis,
was in the 30s and 40s.
Curtis had been used as a logging road because okay. they had logged Burnaby Mountain. And they had skids there. I didn't see these, but they had, I'm told, they had skids there. And they would push these logs down, and then they were picked up at the bottom. And there was also housing for the loggers, and that was a big hotel. It was called a hotel. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that I read somewhere or saw a picture somewhere on the west side of that building, it said hotel and store.
Was that the Hastings Grove?
That's the Hastings Grove
okay.
building. And it is between what is now Augusta and Yorston.
Okay.
It's a huge box-like building. And that building was like a rooming house, as I understood it.
Okay.
And when...
Is this on Curtis Street?
It's on Curtis.
Oh,
it's on the
okay,
south
because
side.
Now the Hastings Grove store was actually on Hastings, so this is a different building.
Hastings Grove? Are you sure?
The Hastings Grove store.
Well, it could have been a Hastings Grove store, but this was like the hotel.
Oh, no, you're right. It is on Curtis.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes. I'm a bit confused. That must be right. The Hastings Grove store along Curtis Street. There we are. You're quite
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So that was it right there.
Yeah. The
okay.
flat roof.
All right.
It still stands there. And I believe it's being used as a rooming house or a apartment or something like that. But that house or that building was sold to Adams' family.
Okay.
And the Adams family had five children. And this was a huge house. And if there was a baby shower or a wedding shower, anything like that, that was held at their house in a room that was upstairs. And it was almost like a hall. It was quite a large room. And it was really very nice. And everybody would gather there and they would bring food and what have you. So that was kind of a nice gathering place, and it was nice of them to allow us to...
Yes, this would be in the 40s?
Yes.
Okay.
Late 30s, I guess, early 40s.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And...
Now, in this picture, it actually shows that Curtis Street was, at one time, covered in wooden planks. Now, were those at all when you
no.
lived there? They were gone
no.
by
so
then.
So that's an earlier...
Yeah.
picture. But that's the skids that they would have used to pull the logs down.
Okay. So it was a dirt road then when you lived there?
It was dirt, but some of it was paved.
How far up was it paved?
Well, I was trying to think. I have a feeling it was almost up to Phillips.
Okay.
But I could be wrong about that.
No, Was there memories in the neighborhood that remembered Hastings Grove subdivision? Was that a memory?
Subdivision?
Well, up above Phillips,
oh.
Further up the mountain, all those streets, the First Avenue up to Ninth Avenue, were part of the Hastings Grove subdivision that had been laid out in 1911-1912. And it was a bit of a scandal because the fellow that was speculating on those properties would sell them, but he actually hadn't paid them off himself from the previous owners. And eventually the previous owners foreclosed, and all the people that had invested in those properties not only lost their money, but they lost their properties as well. So it was But that wasn't in the neighborhood memory at that point.
No, I don't know anything about that. But okay. What I do know about that area is that Aubrey Street, which is what you're talking about,